Life can be so amazing regardless of the external circumstances, but we're the problem. Come on, this isn't World War III. You're not in Syria getting bombed. Body parts are all over the place because it's bombs, you know? I mean, the horror of war, we're not in that. We just got to stay home and watch TV and be productive and not go out and do all this silliness that we usually do. Or we may be out of work or concerned about our work, but it's an opportunity, I'm telling you. It's an opportunity. You've just been exposed for what you really are, the reality of your situation and how fragile it is. Go plug the leaks. Go plug the holes in yourself. Patch yourself up. Fix yourself.
What's up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, and today I'm coming to you from quarantine in Medellin, Colombia, where I've been in quarantine for a few weeks now. We're all in quarantine all over the world, right? But I'll tell you something. I'm super excited to share this episode with you today because I want to tell you how much of a gift this coronavirus thing is, this pandemic, this lockdown, this quarantine. And before you get too triggered, especially if you're new, and say, you know what, Ted, people are dying, people are losing their jobs. This is not a gift. What I want to tell you is this. With people who are getting sick and dying, what a tragedy, right? I feel sorry. In fact, my dad's in the hospital. He's 76 years old. He's the type of person with the multiple complications that if he gets the coronavirus, he's done. He's not recovering from it. No way. In fact, he's got congestive heart failure. He's got atrial fibrillation. He's got high blood pressure. And then just found out that his blood sugar was on the high side. Of all these years that he's kind of gotten away with escaping metabolic issues from high blood sugar and, you know, insulin resistance, it's finally catching up to him, 76 years of age. So if he gets it, he's done. And he might get it. I've told him to stay home. Told him to get a mask. He may or may not do it. And he's the type of person, I mean, what am I going to do? Even if I was there living right next to him, he's just going to do his own thing. That's the way he is. So this has personally affected me, personally affected my father. And I wish no harm to anybody's loved ones, you know, especially your parents, your grandparents, anyone who you're connected with who has a compromised immune system. I don't wish any harm on them. And I'm not talking about that. That's not the gift. I'm not talking about some Unabomber type of, you know, cleansing the planet bullshit. Okay. That's not what I mean. And before I get into this, if this is your first time listening, you're like, okay, this is interesting so far. What we usually do here on the Legendary Life podcast is we break down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier life. But on Real Talk Fridays, we have a real conversation about things. And it's so funny, this is becoming the episode or the day that gets the most downloads, apart from all the incredible guests that I have on the show and even my more technical episodes. People like this the most. So thanks for letting me know that this is making a difference to you. So let's get back to this idea. This is the most exciting time for my business ever. In the 21 plus years I've been in business, this is the most exciting time. I am so grateful for this gift. But I got to tell you, when this whole thing first went down, do you think I was happy about it? Oh no. I was like everyone else. Oh my gosh, I can't go out. This is depressing. What's going to happen? Am I going to be broke? Are all my clients going to go away? I had the same negative thoughts that everyone else is having about the situation, about the future, about the ramifications of what we're experiencing right now. And then something happened, a shift. I started to realize what was really keeping me down. What was putting me in a bad state, a bad mental state, a bad mood, a bad mindset? And what was that? Number one, resistance to what is. Because guess what? I'm in Colombia. I'm single right now. I want to go out. I want to go out on dates. I want to meet girls. I want to meet my friends. I want to travel. I went to Santa Marta on the coast and went to Parque Terona, which is a natural park on the northern coast of Colombia near Panama. I want to do things. I want to go and do things, live life, man. And now I can't, I couldn't do that. And my freedom was taken away to do that. Just like your freedom was taken away to do whatever it was you were doing. And it sucked. Maybe for you, it still sucks. But I want to tell you, once I surrendered to what is and said, you know what? I can't control this. I need to surrender to this. We talked about that last time. But then more shifts happened. I started to realize also that a lot of our success, however you define it, whatever area of life you want to think about, whether it's business, finances, love and relationships, your health, it is on you, not on the external circumstances. Now, let me tell you something about this. You may feel the external circumstances are very bad for you, but here's the truth. I've met people who the circumstances were very bad for, and it ain't in the United States. I mean, granted, there's some people in the United States, they don't have a good education. They don't speak English well, even though that's the only language they speak, right? There's people with a very low level of education. And to get them to make that shift, that's gonna require some help. Their parents were uneducated. They're uneducated. They ain't gonna be able to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. But you listen to the Legendary Life podcast. And who else do you listen to? Tim Ferriss, Dave Asprey, Ben Greenfield. Who else? Peter Attia. Who else? Oh, my friend, you are living in the lap of luxury, the land of opportunity, the land of milk and honey. So what your big issue is your mindset. And what my big issue is my mindset. We're our own worst enemy. You want to see who's responsible for the life you're living right now? Go look in the mirror and you'll see that son of a bitch staring right back at you. That son of a bitch is responsible for everything bad and also everything good in your life. Go look in the mirror. Same thing here, man. Same thing here. And so what is this gift? Well, I tell you, I was like, you know what? This is an opportunity where I get locked down. I can't go out and have the good time. I just want to have the good time. I want to have the good time. Don't you want to have the good time? We're Americans or Western, affluent Western folks. We just want to have the good time, but now we can't do it. So we're having to we're having to figure things out in a different way. And I want you to take this opportunity to really step your game up. Now, some of you are out of work or you're very unsure about the future of your work, your income, your finances. But let me tell you this, I got clients. They're getting jobs. They're getting interviews. People are getting jobs. Time to skill up. Time to get a piece of paper out. Get a pen and paper ready now. Start writing down ideas. Start writing what you can do. And I'll tell you one thing. I already, like, go on to Upwork. Go do freelancing online. Go do something. You can figure this out. I saw a guy who saw a couch and said he sold it for $150. He saw a couch in an alleyway, got it, sold it on Craigslist for $150. Hopefully you're not in that desperate of a position, but I'm just saying the answer's out there, but you gotta be resourceful. You gotta hustle. You gotta take action and make things happen. And so what I did personally is I looked, I'm like, how do I keep my clients? How do I get people to sign up with me for coaching during this time? And really it's not that hard of a situation. It's like, I already have a virtual business. I'm so grateful, by the way, because 3 years ago, I was a personal trainer and making all my money going to people's homes. Actually, this would have still been a gift because I had wanted to do something online. So then I would have fully transitioned. But guess what? I've already done that. And now I'm stepping things up. For the first time since I've fully transitioned online and really went full bore into this whole coaching experience, getting clients and getting them in the best shape of their lives. And now I have the time to sit down and figure out how to do it better. And Giselle and I, even though we're separated, even though she's in Istanbul and I'm in Medellin, we've been having calls every day. We've been was brainstorming. We've come up with some ideas. We got a course, an awesome, awesome course. We invested over $1,000 into this course. And this course is awesome and it's taking us to the next level. And it took, and by the way, it's not even about the money because you could pay $5,000. I told you about, if you've been listening to this, I paid $5,000 to go to this dude's home for this like in-person coaching experience. The only thing that I learned is that I need to be more careful about who I hire as a coach, right? That's what I learned for $5,000. That's my big takeaway. Actually, it was more than $5,000 because I had to pay, I had to get the flights out there. And so anyway, but I paid the money. I knew where to go to get the right information. I got the right information. We're taking action on it. And oh my gosh, so exciting. Cause Giselle and I have been working too hard. Now we're doing well, you know, but we're working hard for our money. And the thing is, you don't need to work so hard. Just like so many of my clients, they're like, I'm doing keto. I'm doing intermittent fasting. I'm cutting out the carbs. I'm not eating dessert. Too hard. You got it. Now you have a minute to think and say, okay, how can I work smart? In fact, I just interviewed my client, Jeff, today. He's lost nearly 30 pounds in 90 days, in 12 weeks, 3 months, nearly 30 pounds. He does not look like the same person that I spoke to that first day. Jeff, shout out to you, man. It was a great testimonial today. I recorded a testimonial. I'll be sharing it soon. You'll get to hear from him. But he was saying, I was working so hard. I was doing CrossFit. I was doing this. I was doing that for exercise, running. And I was doing all these different diets, but I couldn't sustain it. Or I wouldn't even get results a lot of the time, but even when I would get them, I wasn't able to keep the results. And what I would say that your program did for me, Ted, is that I started to work smart. I started to learn what I was missing. And then you put it together for me in a plan and I went and executed. And so that's what I'm doing personally. We couldn't hire the coach yet that we want because it's $8,000 to $10,000. But we're going to be hiring that person soon. But I asked, what can we do right now? Okay, let's invest in this. Let's take action. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited because I learned so many things that I was doing wrong. So just like you're stumbling and bumbling and dabbling and really just farting around with your nutrition and fitness. It's true. That's what you're doing with the free information. I was doing the same thing. So I understand you, but I was just doing it with business. Because even with the great information, the great free information, you still don't have someone telling you, that's good information, but that's not for you. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. Here's the process. Here's the step-by-step process. Here's what you got to focus on. You're focused on the wrong things. And that's what it did for me. And I'm so excited right now. I don't remember the last time I've been this excited. Another thing I did, I went into the app and all this functionality has been improved on the app. And so we're improving our clients' experience and we're doing it in a way where we're not going to have to work so hard. So do you see how that's a win? This isn't about doing less work and, shortchanging clients. This is about delivering a better experience and doing less work because you're creating systems. Oh my gosh. What a game changer. Also organization. And so I want you to think about that. Now that's my story, but this is totally relevant for you because the feedback, so wherever you are right now, you're getting some feedback about where you are. Maybe you're with your family. Maybe you're good financially, but you're with your family all the time. And all of a sudden, you're starting to realize, ooh, I'm a little snappy or, my communication could be better or whatever it is. Or maybe it's with your health and you've been, instead of doubling down on your workouts and nutrition, you've been Netflixing and Cheetoing. Cheetos are tasty, aren't they? I haven't had any in a while because when I junk food, I go for ice cream. That's what I do. And I believe in ice cream and abs. That's my philosophy. So by the way, I'm even in better shape because I've been able to really double down on my I've been saying double down a lot. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from. I'm not a gambler at all. And I haven't been watching any movies that said that term. It just came to me and I've just been saying it a lot. Doubling down. But I like the concept. It's where it's like, oh, here's where I want to place my bet. Here's what I want to bet on. I want to put my money on that. And I've been doing that in my health. And I put up a photo of me the other day because I'm looking leaner than those photos that we sent you out. You know, the before and after photo that you've probably seen of me. I'm in better shape, meaning leaner. And my resting heart rate's lower. And I've got more muscle. I've been putting in the work. I've been putting in the work, but honestly, it's not hard. I'm not like, yeah, I'm really killing myself with that workouts. No, I'm just dialed in. I'm just working smart, super smart. Because I ate an entire Oreo cookies and cream ice cream cake to myself. Oh my gosh, but someone sent me this strength coach. He's like, man, you must be living the clean lifestyle. You must be living really clean right now. And I'm like, I sent him a picture of when the Oreo cookies and cream cake had like one quarter left. And it was that wow. He sent me a bunch of wow emojis back. Like it's magic, but it's not magic. It's just knowing what the fuck you're doing. Just me, like stumbling around with business. Someone's like, oh yeah, I make 20,000 a month, Ted. I make 50,000 a month, Ted. I make 100,000 a month. And it's like, whoa, that's magic. It's not magic. We all have the same amount of hours in the day. It's just where we put those hours. Oh, but I work so hard. Yeah, that's part of the problem. It's not about working hard. It's about finding the things that move the needle. This episode is sponsored by Organifi. Do you want to know a secret that all my coaching clients follow? It's really simple, but powerful. Add vegetables into each meal. But let's be honest, most of us, including myself, don't eat the recommended servings of vegetables and fruits each day. So for those of us who are on the go or have trouble eating healthy, having a greens powder makes it easy to get your greens in every single day, no matter how busy you are. And that's why I use and recommend Organifi Green Juice, a superfood powder that you just add water to so that you can get your greens in even when you're on the go. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes great. But don't believe me, try it for yourself. And use the code TED20, that's capital T-E-D, the number 20, at www.organifi.com. That's Organifi.com to receive 20% off your first order. But hurry, this is a limited time discount for Legendary Life listeners. Now, back to the episode. I'll give you a business example. You see all the people with the big social media followings. A lot of them are broke in the fitness world. I don't know about other worlds, but a lot of them are broke. They don't make any money. They got a million followers or hundreds of thousands of followers and they don't make any money. Why? Because making money is about a few simple things. You have to get people interested in what your product or service, and then they need to become a customer. So there's sales involved. So they got to find out about you somehow. Like I do a podcast. That's probably how you found out about me, but I do posts on Facebook and stuff too. And then there's got to be some sort of sales process, right? So what I do is I ask you to hop on a call with me, and then we figure out if you're a good fit for the program or not. And then if you are, then you become a client. And that's the same for every business. So the same thing for every business. They got to let you know about them and give you something to connect with them, right? And then have some way that maybe it's a website. Maybe, you know, some companies aren't going to hop on a call with you. I'm very personable like that. That's how I run my business. But some other places, they might have a website or they might have a brick and mortar store. And so you go in and then you end up becoming a customer, you buy something. That's what business is about, if you boil it down. Finding potential customers, having them become customers because you give them a good experience, give them good results, solve a problem, and then they pay you for that. That's business. And so what moves the needle on those things? And I'll tell you what, that's why I don't do a podcast every day. And that's why I don't post. If you see my social media, I post for sure, but I don't go crazy with posting because it doesn't move the needle. And I actually want to do more. I feel bad. I feel like I should be giving more, and I will, but I need to make money enough so that I can hire a bigger team to help me with that. because I'm focused on the fundamentals. And that's what you should be focused on too, wherever you are, in whatever area of life that you want to improve on. And do not squander this opportunity. I talked about this last time. Do not squander this opportunity. Because if you have your health right now, meaning you're not ill, you have an incredible opportunity to take to heart the feedback that you're getting in your life. Whether it's, oh, wow, I really need to improve my relationships with my family. I just created them and they were kind of an accessory to my life. And wow, now I'm there with them. I know people like this. That's why I'm mentioning this. Not anybody I've worked with lately, but some of my personal training clients back in Miami were certainly like this. The family was just like, well, it's an accessory. It's like, I have a car, I have several homes. I've got a car collection. I have a family that I have too. Yeah, I got, you know, a couple of kids. I decided to have some, I've got some art. I've got some paintings. You know what I mean? So hopefully, if you're like that, well, guess what? Now it's time to level up your skills, step up and skill up your communication, your relationship skills with your health. This is a beautiful opportunity for it. And all the excuses that we've had before are gone. Because if we're really honest, we were just entertaining ourselves and we're so lost in entertainment. But now, even for me, because I'm not a guy who goes out that much, but even since I've been home all the time, except to go grocery shopping, I have all this time that I've never had before. And it's like, okay, well, get your ass to work. So I want to ask you, are you still in the mode where you're, you know, watching Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and Amazon Prime? Or are you getting to work? Because you can do both. I'm watching the shows. Shout out to Ryan. He just recommended, after mentioning Future Man, my client Ryan, who's just crushing it in the program. He mentioned that if I liked Future Man on Hulu, that I'd like Dave. So I'm going to check that out. I think he said it was on FX. So I'm going to check that out. I watch the shows. I think it's important. It's important for some downtime. Can't be on all the time. I've tried that. It's not good. It's out of balance. Sometimes we need to be out of balance in a certain area of our life, but eventually we need to bring balance back. Actually, I'm more skewed towards my business right now. I've been working like crazy for the business, for my clients, how to create a better experience. I've said that a billion times. I know. Sorry. Café de Colombiano. I've been working on my español, aprendiendo español. Pero no hablar con personas de Colombia if you don't speak any Spanish, man. So I've been working on those things, using this time to work on those things. And I just don't want you to squander the opportunity because I love you. I care about you. I say that at the end of these Real Talk Friday episodes. And I really do mean that. I really do care. I really do want you to do better. I'm not the type of person who believes in like creating inequality. I don't believe inequality is inequality is always going to be there, but I believe a high degree of inequality is not a good thing. I believe some inequality is a good thing. There's always going to be some people who are more motivated to work than others. And that's just going to be the way it is. And to be honest, that's okay. It creates aspiration. I really believe in capitalism and the American way. I really do believe in that. I don't believe capitalism is the problem. I believe people are the problem. I kind of lost my train of thought there. But the point is this, I believe that when you're better off, I'm going to be better off. I'll tell you I'll tell you something super selfish for my business. Clients who are so stressed, but the people who I talk to on breakthrough calls sometimes who are just like, oh my God, no. Oh, just, oh my God. Oh, they're just freaking out. You know, I don't even want to work with them. You got to have a certain level. So don't worry about if you're on a phone call with me and thinking I'm going to do everything to sell you. I'm not. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to ruin the vibe in my group coaching program. Those are all action takers. Bassie, Kim, Jackie, Nate, Jay. Who else is in there? So many amazing people. Jeff. Jeff's just finished the program. He's going to be working with me individually now. I'm not going to put you in there with a group of high performers. Actually, it might be good for you, might get you to step up. But the point I'm saying is I have a standard of the type of person I invite into the program. And gosh, a one-on-one, that can be so confrontational if the vibe isn't good. So don't worry. But what I want to tell you is this, if you're that person, you need to get to work on that. You need to get to work on that. Not for me, but for yourself, for whoever else is in your life. Gosh. Life can be so amazing regardless of the external circumstances. We're the problem. Come on, this isn't World War III. You're not in Syria getting bombed. Where body parts are all over the place because it's bombs, you know? I mean, the horror of war. We're not in that. We just got to stay home and watch TV and be productive and not go out and do all this silliness that we usually do. Or we may be out of work or concerned about our work, but it's an opportunity, I'm telling you. It's an opportunity. You've just been exposed for what you really are, the reality of your situation and how fragile it is. Go plug the leaks. Go plug the holes in yourself. Patch yourself up. Fix yourself. It's not really even about fixing. It's better yourself. Better yourself. It's an opportunity to better yourself. And you're almost forced to do it because, gosh, I mean, how much TV can you watch? And you may say a lot. And I've been there. I've been there so many times in my life, just losing myself in all the different distractions that our society will sell you. The shows, the porn, the food, the drugs, the alcohol, the everything, right? So easy to get distracted in these things, but food isn't solving the problems. I mean, food solves a problem if you don't have enough to eat, if you're truly hungry and you need some nourishment. Okay, food solves that problem, but it won't fix your relationship, won't fix your finances. Probably the two biggest things that cause stress eating, finances and relationships. Porn's not going to fix your relationship either. It's just something that is a substitute for something real. And it's not even real. It's completely preposterous. I'm not going to say I've never watched porn, but I'm a guy. Secret for all you women out there. Guys watch porn. But the more you do that, the less healthy you are. Emotionally healthy. Just like the more you eat when you don't need it, the less emotionally healthy you are. The more you're spending your time on social media arguing about things, the less emotionally healthy you are. The more alcohol you drink, the less emotionally healthy you are. You're taking the easy way out. And the thing about this is, and this is a life lesson for you right now, if you haven't learned this already, you probably even know this, but the easy way becomes a hard way. The easy way becomes the hard way. And the hard way, the thing that you don't want to do, oh man, that becomes the easy way. Fixing your relationships, fixing your finances, fixing your health. Three most important things. You do that, you use this opportunity and work on those areas, whatever the biggest area is, you're going to come out of this a better, stronger person for it. That's what I want for you. But the problem is, you've got to want it for yourself. And if you want my help in the health realm, not the finances or relationship, but the health, I got you covered. Go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply to book a call and let's get it handled. Let's use this opportunity to create a whole new you. I want to leave you with one more thought with these health programs out there, these health coaching programs. Don't judge the program by how much weight someone loses. And I got to be honest, I'm guilty of this like everyone else. I'm like, I shove, hey, this person lost 20 to 30 pounds. This person lost, you know, 20 pounds, this person lost 30 pounds. Like Jeff, I told you about the weight loss. And I'm always going to do that because let's be honest, you pay attention to that, don't you? Just like you pay attention to the doom and gloom on the news, right? We all do. We're just wired that way. We pay attention to how much money someone's making if they're, you know, trying to sell us into some sort of business improvement. It's like, okay, yeah, but how much more money is your client making than before? What did their sales go from? What were the sales before and what were they after, right? But I'll tell you this, the real way to judge the progress in a program is this. How big of a identity shift did someone make while they were in it? What did they do for the other areas of their life while they were in it? How did they become a different person on that journey? so that they actually keep the results and keep going forward with it. And if that's what you want, that's what I'm about. LegendaryLifeProgram.com/apply. Got it right that time. Anyway, that's it for me. Have an amazing weekend. Skill up, become a better you. Love you and talk soon.